This is KLCC. I'm Dorothy Velasco with the Ashland Review. Next time you visit the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, you can wear your cowboy duds to see the Gilbert and Sullivan musical comedy, join a crowd on stage at a Wild West saloon, buy a drink, ride a hobby horse, talk back, and break rules. The director, Sean Graney, calls this promenade theater, and it's unlike anything you've seen at the festival. Up to 75 spectators sit on stage, while others choose conventional seating. You may ask, Gilbert and Sullivan with a country western twang? You betcha. This adaptation by Chicago-based Graney, as well as Audra Vella-Simon and Matt Kaler, transforms a pun-filled British yarn into cowboy cornpone. You'll recognize the characters. Fairfax is a good man wrongly condemned to die. Sweet Phoebe pines for him. Shadbolt the jailer is bow-legged and filthy, but whenever someone thanks him, he politely replies, "You're welcome." Carruthers, a female prison warden played by K.T. Vogt in a Dolly Parton wig, wants Fairfax to die unmarried because she, as his relative, will inherit a family fortune. But Fairfax quickly marries lovely Elsie, a traveling musician. Complications ensue. All of the actors play musical instruments, banjo, accordion, guitars, and more. The action is lively, even chaotic, because of the spectators crowded onto the thrust stage at the intimate Thomas Theater. I'm not convinced there's any advantage to having them there, since their only function is to dash out of the way of the actors. The plot is amusing but feather light. Jerome Peter Johnson as Fairfax and Kate Hurster as Elsie, last year's dynamic leads in Guys and Dolls, deserve roles with depth. The rest of the cast is equally outstanding, despite their own superficial roles. But there's fun to be had. If you enter the theater half an hour early, you can take part in the pre-show hijinks, talk to the actors, and examine the cleverly detailed set. It's almost a flash mob. The show itself is only 90 minutes long. Considering all the distractions that keep us from feeling anxious about the outcome, 90 minutes is long enough. This is Dorothy Velasco with KLCC's Ashland Review.